Blinken, NATO countries have green light to send fighter jets to Ukraine. By Pam Key on March 6, 2022. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation that the United States has given the green light to NATO countries who have wanted to provide fighter jets to Ukraine. Russia has warned countries offering airfields to Ukraine would be entering the ongoing conflict. Partial transcript as follows. Margaret Brennan, NATO has said none of its 30 members are willing to set up a no-fly zone. President Biden has been very clear. He has no interest in that or combat troops. But what more can the United States do here? If, for instance, the Polish government, a NATO member, wants to send fighter jets, does that get a green light from the U.S.? Or you are afraid that that will escalate tension? Blinken, no, that gets a green light. In fact, we're talking with our Polish friends right now about what we might be able to do to backfill their needs if in fact they choose to provide these fighter jets to the Ukrainians. What could we do? How can we help to make sure that they get something to backfill the planes that they're handing over to the Ukrainians? We're in very active discussions with them about that. Look, I've been in Europe for the last couple of days working closely as always with our allies and partners at NATO, the European Union, the G7 countries, and all of us together are continuing to take steps to increase the pressure on Russia through additional sanctions, all of which are very actively under discussion and will be implemented in the coming days, as well as taking further steps to give the Ukrainians what they need to defend themselves against the Russian aggression. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanin.